The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good day, glory to Jesus Christ, brother and sister, dear listeners. You are listening to the radio program Hour with Bishop Luke. My name is Bishop Luke. I'm Bishop Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Kyiv Patriarchate. And as always, we begin our program with prayer. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare and the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this, the holy St. Nicholas Cathedral, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our Patriarch Philaret, for our Bishop Luke of Philadelphia, for the honorable priesthood designate in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this country's president, for all civil authorities, and the mayor of Philadelphia, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this city, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Lord, have mercy. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves in each other and all our life unto Christ our God. To thee, O Lord, for unto thee are due glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Dear listeners, my name is Bishop Luke. We don't have right this time the Professor Alla Pustecka. She stay home. She's not feeling very well. And we pray to her health. And God bless and give her the salvation and visitation and good health from now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, the last week we held the third Sunday, the Great Lent. And St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral invite you and welcome you to the church, the address 718 North 7th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And again, the address 718 North 7th Street. And we have the clergy, Bishop Luxhoban, Philadelphia, Director St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, and Very Reverend Father Alexei Kacharait, St. Nicholas Deanery in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. And again, you welcome 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19123. And Cathedral Office telephone number 215-922-9671. 215-922-9671. And any question or emergency to Bishop, call to cell phone 215-479-1010. Again, the cell phone 215-479-1010. And the schedule of services, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Every Sunday, we have Vespers. Saturday, Vespers at 5 p.m. And followed by Panihida. And the next service we have today, this is the Presanctify Liturgy. At 5 p.m., Presanctify Liturgy, this Wednesday, April 10, at 5 p.m., that's today. And Saturday, April 13, 5 p.m., Vespers followed by Panihida. And Sunday, April 14, 8:45 a.m., reading of the hours, 9 o'clock a.m., Vesting, 9:15 in the morning, hierarchical divine liturgy. The last Sunday, the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, we have great hierarchical liturgy, and we have professional patriarchal choir, and the Susan Goss, she's the choir director. And welcome, dear brother and sisters, and the guest, and to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. The last Sunday, we have third Sunday, the Great Lent. And Jesus Christ tell us, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Third Sunday of the Great Lent. And this is the veneration of the Holy Cross. The Jesus say, take up your cross and follow me, said Jesus Christ, Sunday scripture reading. And we should do just that. Internally and symbolically, we venerate the Holy Cross of the third Sunday of Great Lent as a reminder of Jesus' sanctifies for us on the cross, and also to remind ourselves that this is the goal of our Lenten journey, but we also venerate the cross because Jesus said, he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. It is a simple statement that defines how we must life to be saved. The cross represented Jesus. And Jesus is God. He has power and wisdom are with us in this sanctuary. And you too should wear your cross so that everyone can see that you believe in the power of disciples of the crucifix and that God is with you always. The cross symbolizes that you are disciples of Christ, which means you have chosen to follow him on your journey through life. It is a winding road of bumps and potholes. We try to be obedient to parables, but we often stumble when we are discouraged, tempted by worldly as a disciples of Christ. And that is why during Great Lent you deny yourself. Because only when you deny self or abstain from things during Great Lent can you take up your cross and follow me, Jesus. Amen. Dear listeners, and write down the radio show, Bishop Luke, and right now I will send the special vision from Bishop Luke, Father Very Reverend Alexei Kacharai, Father Deacon Ihor Yavorsky, and parishioners wish Judy Henny a very happy 65th birthday at our fellowship lunch on last Sunday. And we will be having another the lunch and the Sunday, March 31, 2024. We then enjoy grilled cheese sandwiches and homemade vegetables, barley soup, and prepared by Barbara Latsios and Vicky Buriello, followed by a delicious chocolate birthday cake. The lunch brought in $85 to be donated to the sisterhood. And Judy Hanny. She's the she's a festival director. And nourished and energized, a few dedicated parishioners then stayed for day number two of the first food prep weekend for the pierogi festival. And the total pierogi made on Saturday, Sunday was a record, 3,528 pierogi. Thank you so much, Judy. Happy birthday. And thank you, your volunteer, Pinchers and Birthday Girl Festival Director, Judy Haney. Again, happy birthday, Judy, Festival Director, and dear brother and sister, volunteer St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. There's amazing records, and we make pierogies, 3,528 pierogies. The first food prep session for the pierogi festival. We will be have St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral Traditional Pierogi Festival in Philadelphia, November 2, November 3, 2nd and 3rd, 2024, November 2, November 3. This is first Saturday and first Sunday, November. Was a great success. The weekend worth yielded a record number of pierogi. Thank you to our volunteer pinchers for donating their time and efforts.